Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Karen Reed case, it is getting more and more crazy and more controversial by the day. Karen Reed, of course, standing accused of the 2022 death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It's already seen a mistrial, allegations of evidence tampering and claims of law enforcement cover-ups flying everywhere. Joining us right now, defense attorney and host of the podcast Defense Diaries, Bob Mata. Bob, with the defense alleging extraordinary governmental misconduct. It sounds pretty extreme. And when we look at what they're talking about, evidence destruction, possible jury interference, what do you make of this? Does it all add up to legit claims from the defense?
I mean, in terms of my estimation, more so with the Sally Port video, I found just very, very disturbing in terms of just the delay in turning it over, which anytime law enforcement has something in their possession and for whatever reason, and or the prosecutor, whatever the case may be, and they just aren't turning it over in a timely fashion, it has to create a situation in your mind if you're defense counsel that they're hiding something.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that that was certainly the case for the defense here. And then when they come to figure out the fact that the Sally Port video was inverted and that, you know, they presented it at trial, and the biggest faux pas that was made by the Commonwealth was the fact that they put Buchanan on the stand to testify that is a true and accurate depiction of the Sally Port that day when they all knew that it wasn't. So, you know, I mean, that's literally a fraud on the court. Like, and I have a real problem with it, you know, as far as if you watch the hearing. So like reading the motion is one thing, but then watching the hearing to see how things play out is a different thing. I think that the Lieutenant Fanning thing is probably much ado about nothing. I don't think that that's a like any kind of smoking gun thing there. I think that, you know, the defense was spending more time defending themselves that they've made the claim than they were arguing that it was factually accurate. So like in terms of the motion overall, it was kind of compiling everything that had gone on from, you know, the pretrial discovery period through the trial, past the trial, in terms of what they weren't turning over, the untimeliness in terms of discovery being turned over, that when they put it all into one thing, it became evident to me that there's no way that Judge Beverly Cannone is going to be able to right the wrongs, and there should be a punitive measure to it, in my estimation, in terms of, because there's two aspects, Tony. There's looking forward towards the new trial number two. How do you cure this? Is there anything like Jackson argued? He's like, you can't, suppressing the video does not help us. We need the video.
Yeah.
The video is part of our defense. So that's not an option for you. So when you have that aspect of how do you can give a curative instruction, maybe, but that's not going to really do the trick. So the other thing is how do you punish them? Them being the Commonwealth for doing what they did in the first trial. I think that the right call is that she dismisses the case. It's a massively extreme remedy. It's the most extreme remedy. However, in this circumstance, I can't see any other workaround. That being said, do I think that Judge Cannone is going to dismiss the case? I do not.
The fact that she didn't dismiss it the other day, or the fact that she didn't rule on it the other day, I should say, and by the time you're hearing this, maybe she has, was kind of interesting to me. She didn't just faux pas that, and now we're not going to address that right now, is what she did. She didn't make a ruling either way. That was kind of interesting, that it is still out there in the ether to dismiss the case. It was not, no, we're not doing this. It's, well, let me think about it. Like a couple other issues she's still waiting to rule on.
Yeah, I was not surprised that she was going to take it under advisement. I mean, mm-hmm. I think she wanted to hear the arguments fleshed out, you know, because you have the pleadings and you can go into court as an attorney and say, you know what, Your Honor, I'm going to stand on the pleadings, meaning I'm not going to orally argue this in front of you.
Yeah.
Everything that we needed to say was contained within that motion. But both Jackson and Brennan put forth some additional argument. And I think that she wanted to hear it. I think that she wanted to ask some questions. Now, I personally, while we were live streaming that, I was furious. I want to know, you know, because I've been one that's kind of been a fence sitter in terms of Judge Cannone's bias mm-hmm. or perceived bias towards the Commonwealth. I've been like, you know what? You know, and obviously I'm tainted because I've been dealing with Judge Gull on the Richard Allen case. That's a biased judge.
Yeah.
Like that is a judge who just would not have hearings. It, like all the things that the defense wanted to get in at trial number one, they got in,
mm-hmm.
you know, or so like I'm skewed in terms of like, all right, well, this is a really biased judge. This seems more like a typical judge. Like
yeah.
most judges are stateside judges. Like that's not uncommon. So, mm-hmm. but when she is not going after the Commonwealth, the same venom that she's going after the defense mm-hmm. for what I think are far less egregious mistakes and or errors that were like to me, she's just like she never puts it on the Commonwealth. Like why isn't she grilling them as to how that Sallyport video made it into evidence in the condition that it was? And I need an explanation as the judge as to why you put Buchanan on the stand to then say that it was a true and accurate depiction of the Sallyport on the day in question. Like why isn't she grilling them? Like yeah. when she doesn't do that, that makes me think that she is biased, that mm-hmm. she's just not looking at this case the proper way. Remember, she is not the trier of fact. That is the jury. That will be the jury that's selected. She is the gatekeeper of the evidence. And as that being her role, I would expect her to be absolutely furious with the fact that the Commonwealth absolutely put on false evidence, knowing
them
put on false evidence. It's a Napoui claim. It's like it's where a prosecutor knowingly puts false evidence on at trial. And so, I mean, ultimately, if she's convicted, I think that's going to be enough to overturn it. You know, so like I just think there's so many problems with this case. And if I'm Judge Cannone, I see a lot of people like in our lives, they're like, oh, man, you know, she's got to have a lot of balls to be able to dismiss this case. No, she doesn't. Like she's doing the right thing by the law.
Yeah.
And then she has the person and the people that she can point her finger at. She's like, this isn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you, Mr. Prosecutor. This is about you, Canton PD. This is all your fault. You have no one to blame other than yourselves for this case being flushed down the toilet. And that's what she has to say. And that doesn't require her to have a ton of courage or balls or whatever you want to call it. She just has to make the right call here because yeah. there's just no remedy in the law that's going to, you know, sufficiently cure the ills.
What is the argument on the Sallyport video right now? Like, are they trying to argue if they can be admissible or what? Because we know, I mean, you look at the damn thing, you can see it's edited. That's not even up for debate. What are they trying to do now with it? Entering this into the next trial?
I mean, what the defense is trying to do is get the goddamn metadata so yeah. they could see who did what and when.
And why can't they get it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Brennan keeps saying, oh, like he has excuses every time. Like Brennan never puts any witnesses on the stand.
Yeah.
He typically, the one affidavit that he filed in relation to the motion to dismiss had all of the attorneys. I'd never seen an affidavit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like typically, like you'll see an attorney when they're preparing an affidavit to attach to a pleading, it's going to be theirs and theirs alone. They'll say, this is what I do. I'm an attorney. I've been doing it for X many years, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll go into the factual scenarios and the facts that they're putting forth sworn testimony via an affidavit. That you had Lally, you had McLaughlin, and then you had Brennan all like naming themselves in this one affidavit. And they basically don't swear to anything other than the fact that what they're saying pertaining to the discovery is all true and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get into any of it. So I guess the short answer is, I don't know.
Just be like taken at their word is kind of what it is. It's like, okay.
That's everything yeah. with Brennan. Like, trust yeah. me. Like you don't, like, I don't have to give you any receipts of yeah. anything, but just trust me. You yeah. know, it's like, I've been doing this for a while. I've been in courts for it. Like he says the same thing over and over and I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it with him.
There's so many questions about you got that. Let's talk about the other issue here. Well, there's several issues actually. The issue with the other officer that has come to light, and you said it's probably not a huge deal. What's his name?
It's Fanning, Lieutenant Fanning.
Yes, Lieutenant Fanning. There's a lot of it was brought up the other day briefly, but there is a lot of, I'm going to use an old term, scuttlebutt about it online of what is being alleged of what he was involved in terms of that juror and juror number three, Canone, the other day saying, yeah, phooey. But I don't know. I mean, there might be something more to that. And what's your take on this in terms of his influence? Ultimately, it's coming down to, did he have influence on that juror number three being removed right before deliberations? He was the officer of the court. And you know, he did have some authority. What's your take here? I know like kind of what some of the allegations are outside of court filings. What's your take on the legitimacy of some of that that's floating around right now?
I mean, I'm in no position to completely discount it
yeah.
at this point. I mean, the problem you have here is he had a lot of influence
yeah.
because he was heading the in-court security.
Yeah.
So while he might not have ever stepped foot in that courtroom, plenty of the people that he was supervising were in that courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And to sit there and say that they're like, oh, look, this juror's got the pink shirt on, you know, like we got to get rid of her. She like, we got to get her booted off this thing. Because remember, the way that they did it there is like everybody was sitting in that courtroom as jurors, not knowing, even if you were picked as an alternate, you didn't know if you were going to be sitting on the jury
yeah.
because that happened at the end of the trial.
Sure.
Judge says, okay, X, Y, and Z, you're going to be sitting on the jury. And then, you know, because they want everyone having their rapt attention, you know, completely hyper-focused on the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a tendency to think that if somebody's an alternate, they may not be paying as much attention to the trial just because they're assuming I'm not going to even be able to deliberate on this thing. So they might not. So that's why they do that. When mm-hmm. they don't tell people ahead of time, you're an alternate, you're probably not going to be
yeah.
having kind of say so in this thing. So that makes sense. So in terms of the concept of him getting word to somebody that was in that courtroom and potentially getting word to somebody that like, hey, like, I mean, I can't say it didn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
And like no one can.
No.
Because the biggest conflict is the fact that you've got the agency that has a vested interest in a guilty verdict in there monitoring the trial.
Yeah.
I have a real problem with that.
Well,
in general.
And with Fanning specifically, again, these are just allegations. They have not been proven. He's not been charged with anything or even none of this is truly proven yet. You have a pattern of behavior here of a guy that appears to be in situations where it looks like cover-ups are taking place. We go over back to the Sandra Birchmore case where it's suicide. And clearly it was an officer that was raping a child who then became pregnant when she got older. And It's like,
and murdered
and
that
murdered
child.
The child and murdered this yeah. young adult. And it was looked at as suicide. It was brushed under the rug for years. And he's involved in that. And right. the feds finally came in and said, no, what the hell were you thinking? And it's just like, whoops. So you really question his judgment and his character of, you know, he seems to be capable of covering things up if he needs to. At least that's what it appears to be out there. So why would that not possibly be a possibility over in the Karen Reed case as well? That this to me feels like this is our solid connection. If in fact there is something to the jury issue here of him helping to influence that juror to be removed from the case in just terms of his role in covering things up. Again, all allegations, but so many things in this case have started as allegations and then we find out, oh, they're true.
And look, man, I mean, exactly for the reasons you just articulated is why you cannot be in a position where you're saying, well, I can't put it past him. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, we know
yeah.
because of what he's done in the past
yeah.
that he is not a person of high moral fiber. No. Like, and when Brennan's in court talking about, you know, oh, I'm taking great exception to the fact the defense is impugning the integrity of this incredible law enforcement guy. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That shit like, right there. That's oh what, God, that's dude. What, you know, look, I think, again, I think Karen, I don't think she intentionally tried to kill John O'Keefe. I do think there was something, some sort of involvement there in his death. Not intentional. Maybe he slipped. Maybe whatever. He got out of that car and something happened. I don't think Karen, like, intentionally hit him if she did, but something took place. It was an accident. But when Brennan goes up there and starts talking about how Fanning is this, you know, just this pillar of the community and this wonderful officer and one of the most decorated and fuck you. Like, what right? the fuck are you talking about?
Brennan loses all credibility.
He right lost me. He completely lost me in that moment. And it's like, okay, if you're making this sort of statement, what the fuck else are you making up? And exactly. I don't go into the believing that there was a fight and that they tried that the officers killed him either. But the integrity of the investigation is so screwed up, and to me, the integrity of the prosecution is so messed up. Now, I think you're exactly right. There is no other choice here than to dismiss this case because right. it is so tainted. On both sides, I mean, I cannot be behind that prosecution at all anymore after those statements from Brennan. It was just like, what are you talking about? And what was even the purpose of it? What value did that bring to the case when we all know that that is such a factually incorrect statement?
Everyone except for maybe Judge Cannone. I mean, maybe she doesn't fucking know. I don't know.
Then she's not paying attention.
Right. Like, I mean, maybe she has no idea what's going on with the Sandra Birchmore thing. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. You know, because you always used to get that thing in courtrooms with judges in terms of, you know, law enforcement. Oh, like you're impugning the integrity of law enforcement? Fuck yeah, I am.
Because some like, need to be impugned.
These are dudes and women with a badge and a gun, and that's it.
They're humans. You know,
they're not born with a higher moral fiber and character than anybody else. They merely went to the police academy and they've been given a shit fuck ton of power. And we see them abuse it over and over and over again. Like the death of just kind of the default of taking their word and everything they say is dead. Like, and I think that's the beauty of the internet. I think that's the beauty of all of us streaming these cases is that we're starting to see on a massive scale just how much corruption there is in terms of what they do for a living. And that is not to say, I think that there are amazing cops out there.
Yes.
I think that cops are so fucking vital to the way that our society operates. We need them desperately.
Yeah.
It's a thankless, incredibly dangerous job. That being said, when you get a bad egg or multiple bad eggs with that much power, it's incredibly scary.
And it has to be realized, admitted, and acted on. And that's the problem with law 100%. Enforcement today. It's let's sweep this under the rug. They've been doing that forever. And let's, because it hurts. And I kind of get it in a way where it's like forever. Like, we don't want to get that out there. It's going to hurt the reputation of our good ones. Well, then get rid of the bad ones. You want a better reputation? Then publicly recognize that was a shitty hire. That person really disappointed us. We're getting rid of them. And we're going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law for their misdeeds. You don't sit there and go, well, let's just kind of move you over here to paperwork, or let's do this, or you're not going to work in this department if they find work in the next county over. No, identify it, make it public, get rid of these people, have a reason to do it when you do. Don't keep hiding them. And I mean, it's like the Catholic Church and pedophiles. Like, stop.
It's exactly like that, except it's even worse because here's what the problem is. And literally, we could talk about this for hours, you and I. But it's not just a looking forward type situation with these bad cops. The problem is, Tony, is that once they get outed as being dirty, you then have to look at every fucking case that they've ever had their filthy fucking hands on. Mm-hmm. And you know what that potentially means, Tony? That means money. That means lawsuits. That means, like, dude, there is a huge incentive for them to bury the lead on all of that shit, because if you get that situation where they're digging into every single case that these guys ever touched, man, just think about that for a minute. Like, you're talking about every case being put under review, because once you can establish that they've done it a couple of times, every guy that is sitting in prison that is like, man, that guy fucked me. They are writing furious letters to attorneys all over the country, say, you got to look at my case. This is the same fucking cop that was the lead investigator on my shit.
Yep.
And it's opening up this massive can of worms. So you can see why they're not forthright about when they discover that this kind of shit is going on. They're like, oh my God, we can't put this out there.
Yeah.
It's like you had to have the feds come in on Sandra Birchmore in order to say, all right, enough is enough.
Yeah.
We're looking at you because you ain't doing it. Or if you are, you're pretending like it didn't happen. And dude, it's a nightmare. Like, and this whole thing, and Birchmore is very much married to the Reed case because of the agencies that were involved. And you just cannot give them a pass. It's like, I talk about it all the time. It's like the things that are done in court in terms of motion to quash, a motion to suppress. And when you have those situations where a judge is like, I hate to do it, but you know, we're going to suppress that evidence. And it turns out that it's the number one most priority piece of evidence that the state or the Commonwealth has. And that means that they're going to have to drop a case because they no longer have that evidence to present at trial, which means they cannot get a conviction. Mm-hmm. It's a big hit.
Yeah.
But it has to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Because if it's not a big hit, then they're not feeling it. That's why you need to have these types of things happen. Yeah. That's the other incentive for Judge Cannone to say, you know what? Enough is enough. You guys fucked this beyond all recognition. I'm dismissing it. And you know what? You need to do better, because that's what's going to happen the next time you come into a court of law with this type of shit going on. You're going to get your shit bounced, and you're going to get pantsed in front of the world, because the eyes of the world are on those agencies in this case. Mm-hmm. There's no hiding from it. There's no ducking behind corners. No. And as you said, I mean, it doesn't even go to, at this point, innocence or guilt is secondary.
It is.
Like, I don't even know that we can get there at this point. So, it's a mess, man.
Completely.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.